Hi all. Chasing Great certainly wasn't great on Saturday. The horse jumped well, got into a good position, and for some reason the jockey elected to then take the horse wide after being instructed by Chris Gibbs to keep the horse on the rail the way he did in the first race. When the horse got out wide, he was completely all over the shop. He almost was running away from the rest of the field and as a result didn't stretch out at all down the straight. The other factor that could have influenced was the state of the track. Apparently it had been raining during the day and the track was absolutely atrocious by the end of the day, and that certainly didn't help our horse. He's a long striding type, loping type of action, and it didn't benefit him. Chris Gibbs reports this morning that he seems to have come through the race well, and they're inclined to put a line through the race, all being that they were annoyed with the way the jockey didn't follow the instructions. The plan will be that if the track does improve, they'll start him again on the same track around the middle of August in another mile race as a prelude to 2100 there early in September, which they see as an ideal sort of race for him, a good target for the horse going forward. They think that the horse has certainly got a lot more ability than he showed on Saturday, and a combination of a rider not following instructions and the state of the track contributed to the very ordinary run. He is a very big horse, as we know. He takes some riding, but as they say, if the instructions are followed, that shouldn't be an issue. We'll come back to you when we've got more reports from the stable, which should be middle of the week, when they'll be more definitive about the next target and indeed how he's pulled up. All the best.